Now, will you listen to him? Verse 6. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up the way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. I think that God sent to us a depression, and then we had the dust bowl. I think he was speaking to us in judgment. And if we had heard God at that time, we never would have had to fight World War II. We'd never had to go to Korea. And we never would have had to go to Vietnam. If we'd have sent enough missionaries over there, we wouldn't have had to send so many boys to die and to be put in prison camp. Back of our problem is the fact we're not recognizing God. Now, will you notice, verse 7, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I shall go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. In other words, there comes a day when that girl that's become a harlot, she's not so pretty, she's not so beautiful, she's not quite so lovely. Therefore, she finds herself being put out. And that's exactly what was happening to the nation Israel. And they say, now we go back to God, but we're time service. Verse 8, for she did not know that I gave her grain and wine with oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my grain in its time and my wine in its season, and I will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. God says, I'll judge you. And I think the story of our nation, especially during these difficult times, is a recognition of a nation. It began back in World War I. Oh, how we have become sophisticated today. We now even say that homosexuals should be accepted in society. God says when that becomes prevalent in a nation, it means I've given up that nation. And then you hear of all the murders that are being committed today by this crowd, and then you're going to accept them into society. My friend, these are sinners. And this is a mark of a nation that's going down the tube when you begin to accept this sort of thing. We have today too many judges that know a great deal about the law, but they know nothing about how God overrules even the laws of a nation, especially when they make the wrong laws and wrong men sit in judgment. Let's move on down. I'm going to drop down to verse 10. Now will I uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers. None shall deliver out of mine hand. And I will cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, of which she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will judge her for the days of Balaam, unto which she burned incense. And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. The greatest sin in all the world, forget God.